Ecclesiasticus chapter 11. Lessons of humility and moderation in all things. 11:1. The wisdom of the humble shall exalt his head, and shall make him sit in the midst of great men. 11:2. Praise not a man for his beauty, neither despise a man for his look. 11:3. The bee is small among flying things, but her fruit hath the chiefest sweetness. 11:4. Glory not in apparel at any time, and be not exalted in the day of thy honor. For the works of the Highest only are wonderful, and his works are glorious, and secret, and hidden. 11:5. Many tyrants have sat on the throne, and he whom no man would think on, hath worn the crown. 11:6. Many mighty men have been greatly brought down, and the glorious have been delivered into the hand of others. 11:7. Before thou inquire, blame no man, and when thou hast inquired, reprove justly. 11:8. Before thou hear, answer not a word, and interrupt not others in the midst of their discourse. 11:9. Strive not in a matter which doth not concern thee, and sit not in judgment with sinners. 11:10. My son, meddle not with many matters. And if thou be rich, thou shalt not be free from sin. For if thou pursue after, thou shalt not overtake. And if thou run before, thou shalt not escape. 11:11. There is an ungodly man that laboreth, and maketh haste, and is in sorrow, and is so much the more in want. 11:12. Again, there is an inactive man that wanteth help, is very weak in ability, and full of poverty. 11:13. Yet the eye of God hath looked upon him for good, and hath lifted him up from his low estate, and hath exalted his head. And many have wondered at him, and have glorified God. 11:14. Good things and evil, life and death, poverty and riches, are from God. 11:15. Wisdom and discipline, and the knowledge of the law are with God. Love and the ways of good things are with him. 11:16. Error and darkness are created with sinners, and they that glory in evil things grow old and evil. 11:17. The gift of God abideth with the just, and his advancement shall have success forever. 11:18. There is one that is enriched by living sparingly, and this is the portion of his reward. 11:19. In that he saith, I have found me rest, and now I will eat of my goods alone. 11:20. And he knoweth not what time shall pass, and that death approacheth, and that he must leave all to others, and shall die. 11:21. Be steadfast in thy covenant, and be conversant therein, and grow old in the work of thy commandments. 11:22. Abide not in the works of sinners, but trust in God, and stay in thy place. 11:23. For it is easy in the eyes of God on a sudden to make the poor man rich. 11:24. The blessing of God maketh haste to reward the just, and in a swift hour his blessing beareth fruit. 11:25. Say not, what need I, and what good shall I have by this? 11:26. Say not, I am sufficient for myself, and what shall I be made worse by this? 11:27. In the day of good things be not unmindful of evils, and in the day of evils be not unmindful of good things. 11:28. For it is easy before God in the day of death to reward everyone according to his ways. 11:29. The affliction of an hour maketh one forget great delights, and in the end of a man is the disclosing of his works. 11:30. Praise not any man before death, for a man is known by his children. 11:31. Bring not every man into thy house, for many are the snares of the deceitful. 11:32. For as corrupted bowels send forth stinking breath, and as the partridge is brought into the cage, and as the roe into the snare, so also is the heart of the proud, and as a spy that looketh on the fall of his neighbor. 11:33. For he lieth in wait and turneth good into evil, and on the elect he will lay a blot. 11:34. Of one spark cometh a great fire, and of one deceitful man much blood, and a sinful man lieth in wait for blood. 11:35. Take heed to thyself of a mischievous man, for he worketh evils, lest he bring upon thee reproach forever. 11:36. Receive a stranger in, and he shall overthrow thee with a whirlwind, and shall turn thee out of thy own. Ecclesiasticus chapter 12. We are to be liberal to the just, and not to trust the wicked. 12:1. If thou do good, know to whom thou dost it, and there shall be much thanks for thy good deeds. 12:2. Do good to the just, and thou shalt find great recompense, and if not of him, assuredly of the Lord. 12:3. For there is no good for him that is always occupied in evil, and that giveth no alms. for the highest hateth sinners, and hath mercy on the penitent. 12:4. Give to the merciful and uphold not the sinner. God will repay vengeance to the ungodly and to sinners, and keep them against the day of vengeance. 12:5. Give to the good, and receive not a sinner. 12:6. Do good to the humble, and give not to the ungodly. Hold back thy bread, and give it not to him, lest thereby he overmaster thee. 12:7. For thou shalt receive twice as much evil for all the good thou shalt have done to him. For the highest also hateth sinners, and will repay vengeance to the ungodly. 12:8. A friend shall not be known in prosperity, and an enemy shall not be hidden in adversity. 12:9. In the prosperity of a man, his enemies are grieved, and a friend is known in his adversity. 12:10. Never trust thy enemy, for as a brass pot his wickedness resteth. 12:11. Though he humble himself and go crouching, yet take good heed and beware of him. 12:12. Set him not by thee, neither let him sit on thy right hand, lest he turn into thy place, and see to take thy seat, and at the last thou acknowledge my words, and be pricked with my sayings. 12:13. Who will pity an enchanter struck by a serpent, or any that come near wild beasts? So is it with him that keepeth company with a wicked man, and is involved in his sins. 12:14. For an hour he will abide with thee, but if thou begin to decline, he will not endure it. 12:15. An enemy speaketh sweetly with his lips, but in his heart he lieth in wait, to throw thee into a pit. 12:16. An enemy weepeth with his eyes, but if he find an opportunity he will not be satisfied with blood. 12:17. And if evils come upon thee, thou shalt find him there first. 12:18. An enemy hath tares in his eyes, and while he pretendeth to help thee, will undermine thy feet. 12:19. He will shake his head, and clap his hands, and whisper much, and change his countenance. Ecclesiasticus chapter 13. Cautions in the choice of company. 13:1. He that toucheth pitch, shall be defiled with it. And he that hath fellowship with the proud, shall put on pride. 13:2. He shall take a burden upon him that hath fellowship with one more honorable than himself, and have no fellowship with one that is richer than thyself. 13:3. What agreement shall the earthen pot have with the kettle? For if they knock one against the other, it shall be broken. 13:4. The rich man hath done wrong, and yet he will fume, but the poor is wronged and must hold his peace. 13:5. If thou give, he will make use of thee, and if thou have nothing, he will forsake thee. 13:6. If thou have anything, he will give with thee, and will make thee bear, and he will not be sorry for thee. 13:7. If he have need of thee, he will deceive thee, and smiling upon thee will put thee in hope. He will speak thee fair, and will say, "What monest thou?" 13:8. And he will shame thee by his meats, till he have drawn thee dry twice or thrice, and at last he will laugh at thee. And afterward when he seeth thee, he will forsake thee, and shake his head at thee. 13:9. Humble thyself to God, and wait for his hands. 13:10. Beware that thou be not deceived into folly, and be humbled. 13:11. Be not lowly in thy wisdom, lest being humbled thou be deceived into folly. 13:12. If thou be invited by one that is mightier, withdraw thyself, for so he will invite thee the more. 13:13. Be not troublesome to him, lest thou be put back, and keep not far from him, lest thou be forgotten. 13:14. Affect not to speak with him as an equal, and believe not his many words, for by much talk he will sift thee, and smiling will examine thee concerning thy secrets. 13:15. His cruel mind will lay up thy words, and he will not spare to do thee hurt, and to cast thee into prison. 13:16. Take heed to thyself, and attend diligently to what thou hearest, for thou walkest in danger of thy ruin. 13:17. When thou hearest those things, see as it were in sleep, and thou shalt awake. 13:18. Love God all thy life, and call upon him for thy salvation. 13:19. Every beast loveth its like, so also every man him that is nearest to himself. 13:20. All flesh shall consort with the like to itself, and every man shall associate himself to his like. 13:21. If the wolf shall at any time have fellowship with the lamb, so the sinner with the just. 13:22. What fellowship hath the holy man with the dog, or what part hath the rich with the poor? 13:23. The wild ass is the lion's prey in the desert, so also the poor are devoured by the rich. 13:24. And as humility is an abomination to the proud, so also the rich man empowereth the poor. 13:25. When a rich man is shaken, he is kept up by his friends. But when a poor man is fallen down, he is thrust away even by his acquaintance. 13:26. When a rich man hath been deceived, he hath many helpers. He hath spoken proud things, and they have justified him. 13:27. The poor man was deceived, and he is rebuked also. He hath spoken wisely, and could have no place. 13:28. The rich man spoke, and all held their peace, and what he said they extol even to the clouds. 13:29. The poor man spoke, and they say, Who is this? And if he stumble, they will overthrow him. 13:30. Riches are good to him that hath no sin in his conscience, and poverty is very wicked in the mouth of the ungodly. 13:31. The heart of a man changeth his countenance, either for good, or for evil. 13:32. The token of a good heart, and a good countenance thou shalt hardly find, and with labor. Ecclesiasticus chapter 14. The evil of avarice. Works of mercy are recommended, and the love of wisdom. 14:1. Blessed is the man that hath not slipped by a word out of his mouth, and is not pricked with the remorse of sin. 14:2. Happy is he that hath had no sadness of his mind, and who is not fallen from his hope. 14:3. Riches are not comely for a covetous man and a niggard, and what should an envious man do with gold? 14:4. He that gathereth together by wronging his own soul, gathereth for others, and another will squander away his goods in rioting. 14:5. He that is evil to himself, to whom will he be good? And he shall not take pleasure in his goods. 14:6. There is none worse than he that envieth himself, and this is the reward of his wickedness. 14:7. And if he do good, he doth it ignorantly, and unwillingly, and at the last he discovereth his wickedness. 14:8. The eye of the envious is wicked, and he turneth away his face, and despiseth his own soul. 14:9. The eye of the covetous man is insatiable in his portion of iniquity. He will not be satisfied till he consume his own soul, drying it up. 14:10. An evil eye is towards evil things, and he shall not have his fill of bread, but shall be needy and pensive at his own table. 14:11. My son, if thou have anything, do good to thyself, and offer to God worthy offerings. 14:12. Remember that death is not slow, and that the covenant of hell hath been shewn to thee. For the covenant of this world shall surely die. Covenant of hell. The decree by which all are to go down to the regions of death. 14:13. Do good to thy friend before thou die, and according to thy ability, stretching out thy hand give to the poor. 14:14. Defraud not thyself of the good day, and let not the part of a good gift overpass thee. 14:15. Shalt thou not leave to others to divide by lot thy sorrows and labors. 14:16. Give and take, and justify thy soul. 14:17. Before thy death work justice, for in hell there is no finding food. 14:18. All flesh shall fade as grass, and as the leaf that springeth out on a green tree. 14:19. Some grow, and some fall off. So is the generation of flesh and blood, one cometh to an end, and another is born. 14:20. Every work that is corruptible shall fail in the end, and the worker thereof shall go with it. 14:21. And every excellent work shall be justified, and the worker thereof shall be honored therein. 14:22. Blessed is the man that shall continue in wisdom, and that shall meditate in his justice, and in his mind shall think of the all-seeing eye of God. 14:23. He that considereth her ways in his heart, and hath understanding in her secrets, who goeth after her as one that trusteth, and standeth in her ways. 14:24. He who looketh in at her windows, and hearkeneth at her door. 14:25. He that lodgeth near her house, and fastening a pin in her walls shall set up his tent high unto her, where good things shall rest in his lodging forever. 14:26. He shall set his children under her shelter, and shall lodge under her branches. 14:27. He shall be protected under her covering from the heat, and shall rest in her glory. Ecclesiasticus chapter 15. Wisdom impresseth them that fear God. God is not the author of sin. 15:1. He that feareth God will do good, and he that possesseth justice shall lay hold on her. 15:2. And she will meet him as an honorable mother, and will receive him as a wife married of a virgin. 15:3. With the bread of life and understanding, she shall feed him, and give him the water of wholesome wisdom to drink. And she shall be made strong in him, and he shall not be moved. 15:4. And she shall hold him fast, and he shall not be confounded. And she shall exalt him among his neighbors. 15:5. And in the midst of the church she shall open his mouth, and shall fill him with the spirit of wisdom and understanding, and shall clothe him with a robe of glory. 15:6. She shall heap upon him a treasure of joy and gladness, and shall cause him to inherit an everlasting name. 15:7. But foolish men shall not obtain her, and wise men shall meet her, foolish men shall not see her. For she is far from pride and deceit. 15:8. Lying men shall be mindful of her, but men that speak truth shall be found with her, and shall advance, even till they come to the sight of God. 15:9. Praise is not seemly in the mouth of a sinner. 15:10. For wisdom came forth from God. For praise shall be with the wisdom of God, and shall abound in a faithful mouth, and the sovereign Lord will give praise unto it. 15:11. Say not, it is through God, that she is not with me. For do not thou the things that he hateth. 15:12. Say not, he hath caused me to err. For he hath no need of wicked men. 15:13. The Lord hateth all abomination of error, and they that fear him shall not love it. 15:14. God made man from the beginning, and left him in the hand of his own counsel. 15:15. He added his commandments and precepts. 15:16. If thou wilt keep the commandments and perform acceptable fidelity forever, they shall preserve thee. 15:17. He hath set water and fire before thee. Stretch forth thy hand to which thou wilt. 15:18. Before man is life and death, good and evil, that which he shall choose shall be given him. 15:19. For the wisdom of God is great, and he is strong in power, seeing all men without ceasing. 15:20. The eyes of the Lord are towards them that fear him, and he knoweth all the work of man. 15:21. He hath commanded no man to do wickedly, and he hath given no man license to sin. 15:22. For he desireth not a multitude of faithless and unprofitable children. Ecclesiasticus chapter 16. It is better to have none than many wicked children. Above the justice and mercy of God, his ways are unsearchable. 16:1. Rejoice not in ungodly children, if they be multiplied, neither be delighted in them, if the fear of God be not with them. 16:2. Trust not to their life, and respect not their labors. 16:3. For better is one that feareth God, than a thousand ungodly children. 16:4. And it is better to die without children, than to leave ungodly children. 16:5. By one that is wise a country shall be inhabited, the tribe of the ungodly shall become desolate. 16:6. Many such things hath my eyes seen, and greater things than these my ear hath heard. 16:7. In the congregation of sinners a fire shall be kindled, and in an unbelieving nation wrath shall flame out. 16:8. The ancient giants did not obtain pardon for their sins, who were destroyed trusting to their own strength. 16:9. And he spared not the place where Lot sojourned, but abhorred them for the pride of their word. 16:10. He had not pity on them, destroying the whole nation that extolled themselves in their sins. 16:11. So did he with the 600,000 footmen, who were gathered together in the hardness of their heart. And if one had been stiffened, it is a wonder if he had escaped and punished. 600,000 footmen, etc. viz., the children of Israel, whom he sentenced to die in the wilderness. Number 14. 16:12. For mercy and wrath are with him. He is mighty to forgive, and to pour out indignation. 16:13. According as his mercy is, so his correction judgeth a man according to his works. 16:14. The sinner shall not escape in his rapines, and the patience of him that sheweth mercy shall not be put off. 16:15. All mercy shall make a place for every man according to the merit of his works, and according to the wisdom of his sojournment. 16:16. Say not, I shall be hidden from God, and who shall remember me from on high? 16:17. In such a multitude I shall not be known. For what is my soul in such an immense creation? 16:18. Behold the heaven, and the heavens of heavens, the deep, and all the earth, and the things that are in them, shall be removed in his sight. 16:19. The mountains also, and the hills, and the foundations of the earth, when God shall look upon them, they shall be shaken with trembling. 16:20. And in all these things the heart is senseless, and every heart is understood by him. 16:21. And his ways who shall understand, and the storm, which no eye of man shall see. 16:22. For many of his works are hidden, but the works of his justice who shall declare, or who shall endure? For the testament is far from some, and the examination of all is in the end. 16:23. He that wanteth understanding thinketh vain things, and the foolish, an erring man, thinketh foolish things. 16:24. Hearken to me, my son, and learn the discipline of understanding, and attend to my words in thy heart. 16:25. And I will shew forth good doctrine in equity, and will seek to declare wisdom. And attend to my words in thy heart, whilst with equity of spirit I tell thee the virtues that God hath put upon his works from the beginning, and I shew forth in truth his knowledge. 16:26. The works of God are done in judgment from the beginning, and from the making of them he distinguished their parts, and their beginnings and their generations. 16:27. He beautified their works forever, they have neither hungered, nor labored, and they have not ceased from their works. 16:28. Nor shall any of them straiten his neighbor at any time. 16:29. Be not thou incredulous to his word. 16:30. After this God looked upon the earth, and filled it with his goods. 16:31. The soul of every living thing hath shewn forth before the face thereof, and into it they return again. Shewn forth, viz., the glory and power of God upon the earth. Ecclesiasticus chapter 17. The creation and favor of God to man. An exhortation to turn to God. 17:1. God created man of the earth, and made him after his own image. 17:2. And he turned him into it again, and clothed him with strength according to himself. 17:3. He gave him the number of his days and time, and gave him power over all things that are upon the earth. 17:4. He put the fear of him upon all flesh, and he had dominion over beasts and fowls. 17:5. He created of him a helpmate like to himself. He gave them counsel, and a tongue, and eyes, and ears, and a heart to devise. And he filled them with the knowledge of understanding. 17:6. He created in them the science of the Spirit. He fired their heart with wisdom, and shewed them both good and evil. 17:7. He set his eye upon their hearts to shew them the greatness of his works. 17:8. That they might praise the name which he hath sanctified, and glory in his wondrous act, that they might declare the glorious things of his works. 17:9. Moreover he gave them instructions, and the law of life for an inheritance. 17:10. He made an everlasting covenant with them, and he shewed them his justice and judgments. 17:11. And their eyes saw the majesty of his glory, and their ears heard his glorious voice, and he said to them, Beware of all iniquity. There I saw, etc. Viz., when he gave the law on Mount Sinai. 17:12. And he gave to every one of them commandment concerning his neighbor. 17:13. Their ways are always before him, they are not hidden from his eyes. 17:14. Over every nation he set a ruler. 17:15. And Israel was made the manifest portion of God. 17:16. And all their works are of the Son in the sight of God, and his eyes are continually upon their ways. 17:17. Their covenants were not hid by their iniquity, and all their iniquities are in the sight of God. 17:18. The alms of a man is as a signet with him, and shall preserve the grace of a man as the apple of the eye. 17:19. And afterward he shall rise up, and shall render them their reward, to every one upon their own head, and shall turn them down into the bowels of the earth. 17:20. But to the penitent he hath given the way of justice, and he hath strengthened them that were fainting in patience, and hath appointed to them the lot of truth. 17:21. Turn to the Lord, and forsake thy sins. 17:22. Make thy prayer before the face of the Lord, and offendless, manu offendicula, that is, remove sins and the occasions of sins. 17:23. Return to the Lord, and turn away from thy injustice, and greatly hate abomination. 17:24. And know the justices and judgments of God, and stand firm in the lot set before thee, and in prayer to the Most High God. 17:25. Go to the side of the holy age, with them that live and give praise to God. Go to the side, etc. fly from the side of Satan and sin, and join with the holy ones that follow God and godliness. 17:26. Tarry not in the error of the ungodly, give glory before death. Praise perisheth from the dead as nothing. 17:27. Give thanks whilst thou art living, whilst thou art alive and in health thou shalt give thanks, and shalt praise God, and shalt glory in his mercies. 17:28. How great is the mercy of the Lord, and his forgiveness to them that turn to him. 17:29. For all things cannot be in men, because the Son of Man is not immortal, and they are delighted with the vanity of evil. 17:30. What is brighter than the sun? Yet it shall be eclipsed. Or what is more wicked than that which flesh and blood hath invented? And this shall be reproved. 17:31. He beholdeth the power of the height of heaven, and all men are earth and ashes. Ecclesiasticus chapter 18. God's works are wonderful. We must serve him, and not our lusts. 18:1. He that liveth forever created all things together. God only shall be justified, and he remaineth an invincible king forever. 18:2. Who is able to declare his works? 18:3. For who shall search out his glorious acts? 18:4. And who shall show forth the power of his majesty? Or who shall be able to declare his mercy? 18:5. Nothing may be taken away, nor added, neither is it possible to find out the glorious works of God. 18:6. When a man hath done, then shall he begin. And when he leaveth off, he shall be at a loss. Then shall he begin. God is so great and incomprehensible, that when man has done all that he can to find out his greatness and boundless perfections, he is still to begin. For what he has found out, is but a mere nothing in comparison with his infinity. 18:7. What is man, and what is his grace? And what is his good, or what is his evil? 18:8. The number of the days of men at the most are 100 years, as a drop of water of the sea are they esteemed, and as a pebble of the sand, so are a few years compared to eternity. 18:9. Therefore God is patient in them, and poureth forth his mercy upon them. 18:10. He hath seen the presumption of their heart that it is wicked, and hath known their end that it is evil. 18:11. Therefore hath he filled up his mercy in their favor, and hath shewn them the way of justice. 18:12. The compassion of man is toward his neighbor, but the mercy of God is upon all flesh. 18:13. He hath mercy, and teacheth, and correcteth, as a shepherd doth his flock. 18:14. He hath mercy on him that receiveth the discipline of mercy, and that maketh haste in his judgments. 18:15. My son, in thy good deeds, make no complaint, and when thou givest anything, add not grief by an evil word. 18:16. Shall not the dew wage the heat? So also the good word is better than the gift. 18:17. Lo, is not a word better than a gift? But both are with a justified man. 18:18. A fool will upbraid bitterly, and the gift of one ill talk consumeth the eyes. 18:19. Before judgment prepare thee justice, and learn before thou speak. 18:20. Before sickness take a medicine, and before judgment examine thyself, and thou shalt find mercy in the sight of God. 18:21. Humble thyself before thou art sick, and in the time of sickness shew thy conversation. 18:22. Let nothing hinder thee from praying always, and be not afraid to be justified even to death. For the reward of God continueth forever. 18:23. Before prayer prepare thy soul, and be not as a man that tempteth God. 18:24. Remember the wrath that shall be at the last day, and the time of repaying when he shall turn away his face. 18:25. Remember poverty in the time of abundance, and the necessities of poverty in the day of riches. 18:26. From the morning until the evening the time shall be changed, and all these are swift in the eyes of God. 18:27. A wise man will fear in everything, and in the days of sins will beware of sloth. 18:28. Every man of understanding knoweth wisdom, and will give praise to him that findeth her. 18:29. They that were of good understanding in words, have also done wisely themselves, and have understood truth and justice, and have poured forth proverbs and judgments. 18:30. Go not after thy lusts, but turn away from thy own will. 18:31. If thou give to thy soul her desires, she will make thee a joy to thy enemies. 18:32. Take not pleasure in riotous assemblies, be they ever so small, for their concertation is continual. 18:33. Make not thyself poor by borrowing to contribute to feast when thou hast nothing in thy purse. For thou shalt be an enemy to thy own life. Ecclesiasticus chapter 19. Admonition against sundry vices. 19:1. A workman that is a drunkard shall not be rich, and he that contemneth small things shall fall by little and little. 19:2. Wine and women make wise men fall off, and shall rebuke the prudent. 19:3. And he that joineth himself to harlots will be wicked. Rottenness and worms shall inherit him, and he shall be lifted up for a greater example, and his soul shall be taken away out of the number. 19:4. He that is hasty to give credit is light of heart, and shall be lessened. And he that sinneth against his own soul shall be despised. 19:5. He that rejoiceth in iniquity shall be censured, and he that hateth chastisement shall have less life. And he that hateth babbling extinguisheth evil. 19:6. He that sinneth against his own soul shall repent, and he that is delighted with wickedness shall be condemned. 19:7. Rehearse not again a wicked and harsh word, and thou shalt not fare the worse. 19:8. Tell not thy mind to friend or foe, and if there be a sin with thee, disclose it not. 19:9. For he will hearken to thee, and will watch thee, and as it were defending thy sin he will hate thee, and so will he be with thee always. 19:10. Hast thou heard a word against thy neighbor? Let it die within thee, trusting that it will not burst thee. 19:11. At the hearing of a word the fool is in travail, as a woman groaning in the bringing forth a child. 19:12. As an arrow that sticketh in a man's thigh, so is a word in the heart of a fool. 19:13. Reprove a friend, lest he may not have understood, and say, I did it not, or if he did it, that he may do it no more. 19:14. Reprove thy neighbor, for it may be he hath not said it, and if he hath said it, that he may not say it again. 19:15. Admonish thy friend, for there is often a fault committed. 19:16. And believe not every word. There is one that slippeth with the tongue, but not from his heart. 19:17. For who is there that hath not offended with his tongue? Admonish thy neighbor before thou threaten him. 19:18. And give place to the fear of the Most High. For the fear of God is all wisdom, and therein is to fear God, and the disposition of the law is in all wisdom. 19:19. But the learning of wickedness is not wisdom, and the device of sinners is not prudence. 19:20. There is a subtle wickedness, and the same is detestable, and there is a man that is foolish, wanting in wisdom. 19:21. Better is a man that hath less wisdom, and wanteth understanding, with the fear of God, than he that aboundeth in understanding, and transgresseth the law of the Most High. 19:22. There is an exquisite subtlety, and the same is unjust. 19:23. And there is one that uttereth an exact word telling the truth. There is one that humbleth himself wickedly, and his interior is full of deceit. 19:24. And there is one that submitteth himself exceedingly with a great lowliness. And there is one that casteth down his countenance, and maketh as if he did not see that which is unknown. 19:25. And if he be hindered from sinning for want of power, if he shall find opportunity to do evil, he will do it. 19:26. A man is known by his look, and a wise man, when thou meetest him, is known by his countenance. 19:27. The attire of the body, and the laughter of the teeth, and the gait of the man, shew what he is. 19:28. There is a lying rebuke in the anger of an injurious man, and there is a judgment that is not allowed to be good, and there is one that holdeth his peace, he is wise. Ecclesiasticus chapter 20. Rules with regard to correction, discretion, and avoiding lies. 20:1. How much better is it to reprove than to be angry, and not to hinder him that confesseth in prayer. 20:2. The lust of an eunuch shall deflower a young maiden. 20:3. So is he that by violence executeth of thee unwise. 20:4. How good is it, when thou art reproved, to shew repentance. For so thou shalt escape wilful sin. 20:5. There is one that holdeth his peace, that is found wise, and there is another that is hateful, that is bold in speech. 20:6. There is one that holdeth his peace, because he knoweth not what to say, and there is another that holdeth his peace, knowing the proper time. 20:7. A wise man will hold his peace till he see opportunity, but a babbler, and a fool, will regard no time. 20:8. He that useth many words shall hurt his own soul, and he that taketh authority to himself unjustly shall be hated. 20:9. There is success in evil things to a man without discipline, and there is a finding that turneth to loss. 20:10. There is a gift that is not profitable, and there is a gift, the recompense of which is double. 20:11. There is an abasement because of glory, and there is one that shall lift up his head from a low estate. 20:12. There is that buyeth much for a small price, and restoreth the same sevenfold. 20:13. A man wise in words shall make himself beloved, but the graces of fools shall be poured out. 20:14. The gift of the fool shall do thee no good, for his eyes are sevenfold. 20:15. He will give a few things, and upbraid much, and the opening of his mouth is the kindling of a fire. 20:16. Today a man lendeth, and tomorrow he asketh it again. Such a man as this is hateful. 20:17. A fool shall have no friend, and there shall be no thanks for his good deeds. 20:18. For they that eat his bread are of a false tongue. How often, and how many will laugh him to scorn? 20:19. For he doth not distribute with right understanding that which was to be had, in like manner also that which was not to be had. 20:20. The slipping of a false tongue is as one that falleth on the pavement. So the fall of the wicked shall come speedily. 20:21. A man without grace is as a vain fable, it shall be continually in the mouth of the unwise. 20:22. A parable coming out of a fool's mouth shall be rejected, for he doth not speak it in due season. 20:23. There is that is hindered from sinning through want, and in his rest he shall be pricked. 20:24. There is that will destroy his own soul through shamefacedness, and by occasion of an unwise person he will destroy it, and by respect of person he will destroy himself. 20:25. There is that for bashfulness promiseth his friend, and maketh him his enemy for nothing. 20:26. A lie is a foul blot in a man, and yet it will be continually in the mouth of men without discipline. 20:27. A thief is better than a man that is always lying, but both of them shall inherit destruction. 20:28. The manners of lying men are without honor, and their confusion is with them without ceasing. 20:29. A wise man shall advance himself with his words, and the prudent man shall please the great ones. 20:30. He that tilleth his land shall make a high heap of corn, and he that worketh justice shall be exalted, and he that pleaseth great men shall escape iniquity. 20:31. Presents and gifts blind the eyes of judges, and make them dumb in the mouth, so that they cannot correct. 20:32. O wisdom that is hid, and treasure that is not seen, what profit is there in them both? 20:33. Better is he that hideth his folly, than the man that hideth his wisdom.